Bill Cunningham, Sunday nights, 9 to midnight. News Talk 790, KFYO.
Good morning, it's 6:09 with Tom, Laura, and Mary Jane Berkley, Plains Cotton Growers in the house. Welcome.
Good morning.
Thank you.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Pretty good. You're one of the few guests that comes in here that always looks like they're alert at 6 a.m.
I know. And she refuses coffee. She does it all
without
coffee.
I don't understand this.
I don't know. I mean, it is one day a month, and so I guess I save up all my early morning cheerfulness for
all
you.
Right.
And so, but no, we appreciate y'all having us on this morning.
Okay, we'll talk about the cotton game coming up. That's a big
sure.
deal.
Yes.
But you know, earlier in the week, it was published that we got the first bale of cotton on the South Plains. No.
Right.
I know what people are thinking. They're going, well, this cotton's not even opened up yet. So how does this actually work?
Happen? Well, what happens is typically Gaines County, as I was telling y'all off air, this bale, I mean, certainly, yes, it signals the beginning of harvest on the High Plains, but it's really very symbolic in nature for Gaines County. They like to have their first bale out before Ag and Oil Day, and I think that's like the 18th. And so you can go to the Seminole Chamber for more information on that. But as I said, you know, it's just a neat way to celebrate the beginning of harvest and get people to thinking about it. And this year is kind of about right on time. Last year, it was right up before Ag and Oil Day before they were able to get that first bale out. And so, congratulations to the producers who made that happen. And, I've never actually been out there to see it happen, but apparently it's a huge rush. You know, they get it stripped or picked or however they choose to harvest it. And then they, rush to the gin and the gin rushes to get it all cleaned up and put into a bale. And this year is 500 pounds. And, which is a normal size of a bale, but you know, it's like I said, it's a neat thing for Gaines County.
Yeah,
I'm
gonna ask you about this though. Is this is it producers in the area race to be the first ones to do it, or is this like a collective thing?
Well,
or do we know?
You know, I don't know. I wish I could speak to the tradition out there, but I don't know enough about it to know. So
we'll have to dive into that.
You'll have
to
call Shelby Concatelli down at the Seminole Chamber of Commerce, and I know she can tell you the history of that, or call one of the folks at one of the gins there, and I'm sure they can tell you exactly how it all happened.
So what happens to the bale now?
They typically auction it off at their Ag and Oil Day. There's a luncheon or a dinner or some event associated with that, and they'll auction off that bale. And I believe the proceeds, I know a lot of people, most of the time they get donated back to a worthy cause. So
oh, okay.
It's neat. It's a neat tradition for Gaines County.
Yeah.
But we hear about it, this year I heard about it on Twitter. So,
yeah.
Like I said, and then they'll send us the information about it.
How are the cotton crops around the area? What kind of shape are they in right now?
Well,
they look good.
They do. You know, I mean, it's mixed. Very mixed. Mm. It depends on where you are. There's some areas that look fantastic, and then there's some areas that are struggling. There's several areas that have missed out on some of these rains, especially out to the south and southwest, where there's a lot more dry land acreage that depends on that rainfall. But overall, whenever you think about the region as a whole, we're in pretty good shape. And, you know, and of course, it's easy to say it's all relative whenever you look at the last 3 years.
Right.
But the hope of being able to get back closer to an average crop, which is about 4 million bales, certainly is good for the rest of our industry. Because the unique thing about the cotton industry on the High Plains is that every segment of the processing is done, you know, right here, you know, from the producer to the gin to working it through the marketing chain and until it's eventually shipped off somewhere as a finished bale. But everything, you know, warehousing, everything is done right here. And so the rest of the industry, in addition to the producers, desperately needs a good cotton crop this year. So, but the National Ag Statistics Service said initially 4.4 million bales. NAS is great. Their methodologies are sound. We thought that might be a little high, you know, a little bit high in the beginning, but a lot happened between the time they did their initial survey and the time that figure actually came out. And so that just shows just how quickly things can change whenever it comes to a cotton crop.
Right.
Wow.
So.
Okay, Mary Jane Berkley hanging out with us this morning, Plains Cotton Growers at 6:13. Good morning.
The Chad Hastie Show, Saturday afternoons at 2, News Talk 790, KFYO.
Good morning, News Talk 790. It's 626, Lubbock's First News. Tom and Laura, current temperature is 65 degrees, humidity 77%.
And rain is on the way.
Well, that's what we're hoping for. But I just had a question. Mary Jane Berkeley, Plains Cotton Growers, is in the house with us. About the cotton and the rain, really for us to have had the full benefit of the rain, really we needed it about 2 or 3 weeks ago, yay?
That's right. That's right. Because we were at a point in the development of the plant to where a rainfall would have really helped for yield potential.
Now, once the bulls open, we don't really want them to get wet. So that's right. Open are they around the South Plains?
They're not. We've got some that are just beginning to open up, like maybe on the bottom. But we're seeing, you know, obviously if you look out in the fields, you're seeing a whole lot of green. And I was going out to the airport yesterday, and I noticed that in that field that's just south of the airport, I noticed that there are some bulls that are beginning to open on the bottom of those plants. And so...
So this weekend won't hurt if it rains.
Correct.
But then it kind of needs to have a drying trend.
That's right. We do. You know, and it's like you hate to say, oh, well, we need it now, but we don't need it then. But truth be told, yeah, and that's the thing. That it's, you know, again, it's everybody's individual operation as to where exactly you are. Mm-hmm. But we can all agree that when it comes to harvest time, we have a bunch of open cotton out in the field. Like I said, rainfall is... you know, can only hurt the quality, but it's good for the soil moisture. So I don't think anybody would turn it. Nobody's going to give it back.
The cotton game this weekend, yes. Texas Tech and Arkansas.
That's right.
What can we expect?
You can expect a lot of fun, a lot of good cotton information. There's going to be cotton bales everywhere with little facts on them saying what that bale makes. And so just a lot of talking about cotton.
Okay.
Celebrating cotton.
That's right.
Just a word to the winners. Don't wear 50-50. It's
100%
cotton this Saturday.
Wear cotton. Whatever you wear, just wear cotton.